The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is the largest hotline network in the country. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports, a study from Trans Lifeline raises concerns about 988's practices on consent, among other things.
Researchers say study participants highlighted the lack of informed consent in emergency interventions as a result of interacting with 988. Olga Forster is one of the researchers. They say non-consensual interventions can include instances where the help seeker is unaware the crisis center may involve law enforcement or use geo-tracking services.
These interventions can traumatize and discourage people from reaching out for help, and that is the opposite of what we want.
Forster says the possibility of incarceration and forced hospitalization can also affect trust in hotlines, especially for people of color, people with disabilities, and the LGBTQIA+ community. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The report also raises concerns about transparency, safety, and the disclosure of emergency intervention data.